Akron and be joined by Zips head coach Tom Hart. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. Thanks for your time. And obviously a tough Saturday afternoon and wet weather conditions at NIU, and after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, you know, I think we didn't play very well, really, in all three phases. You know, disappointingly, you know, it was, you know, probably the worst we'd played, you know, all season long. And you know, it was really, you know, from a defensive perspective, it was really, you know, just struggled to tackle, did not tackle well, and then, you know, just some eye discipline issues with some of their play action that really hurt us. You know, offensively, you know, we ran the ball well, which was good to see, but just, you know, kind of struggled to do anything else. And then special teams, you know, gave up some, you know, had an opportunity to create a turnover that we were, you know, misaligned on, got called back, and you know, just didn't play as well as we played the last few weeks on those units. So, you know, a little bit of a frustrating day for us. But you know, again, you know, try to pull the positives out of it, and you know, work on getting better and getting prepared for this week.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please, it's star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Arth and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You touched upon a positive, the running game. Struggled that obviously earlier in the year as well, but with this game at NIU, again, overall as a team 3.8 average, but with both Brandon Lee and Micah Burton averaging over 5 and 7.5 yards per carry, that's one thing to look as a positive going forward, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was really positive, and I think it's a couple weeks in a row, you know, where we've run the ball better. You know, we didn't have the Cavillon this past weekend, but I thought Brandon and Micaiah played well for us. You know, they hit the holes hard and ran well. Just had some, you know, had some ball security issues, you know, on that end, but thought they ran really well. And I think the best thing is I think we're blocking the run a little bit better up front the past couple weeks, and you know, we've kind of seen it, you know, kind of starting to take root at practice, and you know, having more success running the ball at practice, and it's translated really well for us, you know, these last couple weeks on Saturday, and we got to keep working it, keep practicing it, and hopefully it'll continue to be good for us the rest of the season.
This is the grind of the season, where it's obviously been a disappointing season, and you're in the thick of league play. You got a month to go. What is your message to your team?
Well, you know, I think you look at it, and you're kind of in the fourth quarter, you know, of the season, and I think we have to look at it that way. And you know, our responsibility is to improve every single day, and to give ourselves a chance to go out there and play as well as we can on Saturday. So, you know, I don't think the message has changed at all. You know, I think just understanding, hey, like, you know, we got four left, and you know, let's do everything that we can to give ourselves the best chance in all four of those games. And you know, it's really, you know, it starts with today. We're, you know, in the process right now just reviewing the game from this past weekend with the team. So, you know, going through that and making our corrections and learning from those experiences, and then, you know, we'll go out and we'll have a short practice, and you know, we got to practice well, and then we got to come back. We got to do it again tomorrow. So I think that's just, you know, that's the challenge that, you know, that we, you know, kind of put out there every day, you know, in our program. So hasn't changed at all for us, and you know, we're excited to have the opportunity to go play another game.
Looking ahead to next week, obviously a road game at Bowling Green. When you look at film of the Falcons, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, you know, I think they, you know, from an offensive perspective, they give you a lot of formations, a lot of different formations, a lot of different motions that you have to be prepared for. You have to have a plan for, and you know, each week there's, you know, something that's a little bit different, you know, for each opponent that they play. So, you know, being able to recognize what that is early in the game, being able to make our adjustments for that, you know, and again, just, you know, going out there and playing. Playing, you know, with great fundamentals, great technique, and tackling really well is going to be important. But I think, you know, I think they have some good players. I think they, you know, since making the change at quarterback, you know, I think the quarterback they're playing with now is doing a really good job. I think he's a really good player. So, you know, that'll be a challenge. He runs the ball quite a bit as well, but he is also a very, very good passer. So I think there's challenges. challenges there offensively. You know, from a defensive perspective, you know, it's similar. They'll play a lot of different fronts. You know, they'll bring different pressures that you have to have a plan for. So I think, you know, just kind of going through all of it and making sure that, you know, the calls that we have, you know, in the plan, you know, in the run game are good against their fronts, the variety in fronts that they play, that, you know, our passing game, you know, can handle the different pressures that they bring. So, you know, it's a lot of work from a preparation standpoint, you know, to prepare for these guys. But, you know, we're excited about it and, you know, going to try to keep it, you know, manageable for our offense and our defense and our special teams that they're able to go out there and execute.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Bowling Green. Want to say wish you the best on Saturday, and we'll see. We'll be talking to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for Tom Arth and his Akron Zips coming off the 49-0 loss at NIU in that game. Running back Brandon Lee, 10 carries, 76 yards, and Micah Burton, 8 carries, 39 yards rushing in that contest. For Akron, they will be at Bowling Green this coming Saturday, November 2nd. Kickoff at 2 p.m. Eastern and available on ESPN+.